Greetings. This is WTIP News from Wilder Smith on the Gunflint. Fresh snow has redressed the upper Gunflint. A welcome dose of fluff arrived last weekend, adding about another 6 inches to the landscape in this neighborhood. Then more fell by midweek. To go along with this snowy delivery, temps are holding in a normal range for mid-month too. The new flocking came just in time for sweetheart celebrations of roses, chocolates, and other heartfelt delights. Pending a sudden reversal of weather consequences, our cool forest is dressed up in pearly white for the Valentine's Ball. It's with sadness I report one of our wonderful winter Gunflint amenities is ending its long run. After 20 years of yesteryear magic and splendid hospitality, the Patton family, Homestead Sleigh Rides, are hanging up the harness, closing the barn doors, and putting away the hot chocolate pot for the last time. Depending upon snow conditions, the two-horse open sleigh will make its final trips through the Bow Lake Woods on March 28. Mark, Nancy, and their family have provided thousands with marvelous memories under many starlit northern nights. All Gunflinters thank them, wishing all the Pattons happy trails. Our new snow enhanced conditions for the annual Cook County Ridge Rider Snowmobile Club Fun Run last Saturday. I don't have results at this scribing, but the event must have been a huge success based on the 160-plus power sleds passing by Wildersmith on the Gunflint ice. Congratulations and thanks to event organizers. By now, if you haven't already heard, the mush for a cure is officially off for 2015. However, another Gunflint community sledding event organized by the Ridge Rider Group is scheduled for Saturday, February 14th. Their yearly drag races contest commences on Hungry Jack Lake, with registration at 11 a.m. and racing at noon. Musical entertainment is scheduled throughout the afternoon from 1 p.m. until 5. Should be a roaring good time, but put in your earplugs. With February at the midpoint, some folks are already thinking spring. The Green Thumb Gal from over on Loon Lake advised me she's thinking fresh summer vegetables and has her first seeds in growing pots under indoor sun. No doubt she'll be the first in this area to be picking cucumbers and peppers, perhaps even by daffodil time. Speaking of February and the recent Groundhog Day commemoration, there's a humorous item floating about cyberspace. It features a wolf sitting in a stately position, with the caption reading, "The groundhog came out and said 6 more weeks of winter, so I ate it." Fitting for these parts, but it's hard to know if Brother Wolf was glad or sad with the whistle pig's prediction, or just hungry. Since the DNR announced that it is tightening walleye rules on 3 lakes in our area, there's plenty of kibitzing, both pro and mostly con, about the plan. Of course, the plan for Gull, Seagull, and Saginaw is well-intended, but is causing considerable dismay amongst guides, professionals, and everyday anglers. Intent of the revised regulation is to protect smaller walleye, 14 to 16 inches, in those bodies which all lie partly in the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness. The rub between DNR and fisher folks is an apparent difference of opinion on data regarding populations of those prime eaters. Whereas the DNR indicates diminished numbers of smaller walleyes, those fishing with regularity in said lakes say there is plenty of this walleye population that are now intended to be protected. This change will go into effect March 1st and extend for 10 years. The ruling provides that walleyes must be at least 17 inches long and lowers the daily bag limit to 3 instead of 6. The new bag limit is surely going to cause plenty of angst between enforcers and fisher people catching in the Canadian waters where there's a bag limit of 4 and then crossing back through Minnesota waters. What an enforcement nightmare this will be. Closing this week's scoop, I've made an interesting observation about one particular area critter. Our wild neighborhood world is all about survival. Survival of the fittest. In connection with survival, timing and patience is absolute. It would seem few critters have much patience when hungry. It's a matter of grab and get for fear of being on some other's menu. Observing considerable bird traffic each day, I have found there is one avian with unthinkable patience. The Smiths have numerous pine grosbeaks visit each day, and they exhibit the patience of Job as it relates to other winged varieties, especially the blue jay bullies. I'm amazed the way these pink and gold beauties sit in nearby trees waiting for an opening in the jaybird frenzy. Then they calmly gather at the trough until again driven back into the branches by the rude blue. Obviously, their stoic tolerance is incredible. This is Fred Smith at Wilder Smith on the Gunflint, and that's all for now. Keep on hanging on and savor the winter loveliness along the trail.